Two big victories for jockey Raji Miraj, who has had many, many big victories in his career. He is closing in on 2,000 career wins. And if indeed he were to ride in those races again, and if he were riding in the races with the new regulations, by the way, the United Nations contested at Monmouth in New Jersey. The Filly and Mare Sprint that year was at Santa Anita in California. He'd have to do it in completely different fashion than he did in 2013. And he is with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Rajiv, appreciate the visit.
Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. By the way, congratulations on the new arrival to your family. I know I congratulated you privately, but let's do it publicly, too.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, he looks more like his mother than he looks like you, though. That's good.
Well, thank God for that. Yeah, I was hoping. He look like a lot like Angie, and I see some of me as well, but mostly Angie so far.
Yeah, absolutely adorable, man. Congratulations to you and to Angie on that. And listen, I played those two calls, the United Nations and the Filly and Mare Sprint, because of where those events were held. And the new regulations that are going to take place in California starting this coming Thursday, and the new regulations taking place in New Jersey with next year's Monmouth meet, are going to restrict jockeys significantly from their use of the whip during the race. So I'm going to let you take it from there. I can imagine that that's going to create some pretty big challenges for you and your fellow riders.
Well, yes, for many different reasons. Number one, I think it's a big safety issue, not having to use the whip. There's a lot of things that people don't understand that's never ridden a horse. And one of the things that I do want to put out there is when you're riding, you have a feel for what the horse wants to do. And a lot of times you're trying to make narrow gaps in a short period of time. And you need the whip to cue the horse to go through these tight holes. Now, if you get into these positions and you're not able to use the whip and the horse decides he's partially in there and he wants to get out of there, you could be in a real bad position, because if they decide that they're halfway into a narrow hole and they want to back out of there and you don't have the whip to cue them to go on, you can end up on top of heels, bump, you know, the horse is sucking out of there and really be put into a dangerous position. And I think that's one thing that people don't see when they're just visually watching the race. They don't see the jockey's feel for the horse. The horse gives you that feeling before he tries to ease up that he's going to do it, or he's going to duck in and he's going to duck out. And usually we use the crop as a cue to keep them doing what we want them to do, going forward or keep a straight line. And if we're not able to use that, we could be put into dangerous positions.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And let's recap for people that haven't heard exactly what the new regulations are going to consist of. In California, you'll be able to use the whip six times, a maximum of six times during the race, but no more than two times in succession, which also counts toward the six whip limit. And then the regulations in New Jersey will ban the whip use altogether to encourage a horse. It says that riders will still be able to use the crop if necessary to prevent injury. And I don't know how we end up deciphering and making that decision as to whether we're encouraging or preventing injury in a certain situation. Maybe you can shed some light on that better than I can.
Well, that's one of the big issues now. So do you wait until something happens, then you try to correct it after it's already in the process of happening? So how do they determine what the jockey is feeling on the horse when we do decide to use the whip? And when you do go for the crop, does that constitute a disqualification of the horse automatically? I mean, these are big issues that they're going to face, because the integrity of the sport is going to be in jeopardy. You know, people that are gambling on horses, they're gambling on a sporting event that people are going all out trying to win. You're trying your best as an athlete. So when jockeys are going to be in races head-to-head and not able to pursue their mounts the way that they need to get the best run out of them, why would people be betting on that?
Yeah,
I don't see that. I think that's going to be a big issue for gamblers. Now, people are betting their hard-earned money. Some people are betting thousands of dollars on horses, and they're going to be in head-to-head duels, and the jockeys are supposed to be sitting just hand-riding a horse. There's only so much you can get out of a horse hand-riding them. And then when they know that you're not going to even be flagging them, they're not going to be putting out.
Yeah, nobody is encouraging the overuse of the whip and the abuse of horses. And let's get that straight. Nobody is in favor of that. No jockey is. No owner is. But as you said, you're athletes. You're trying to win just like athletes in any other sport. And, boy, if you're unable to use it in the fashion necessary. And Rajiv, let's do this. Let's talk about so many of the changes that have been made in recent years to the way that jockeys are allowed to use the whip, and the whip itself is a much kinder whip than, you know, thinking back 30 or 40 years ago.
Yes, Mike, I've been riding now this will be my 17th year riding. When I started riding in 2003, the crops that we had back then, they were a little rougher than they are nowadays. And the reason why it's evolved into what we have now is we've been conscious about horses that used to get welts, or, you know, taking into the horse's well-being as our number one factor when it comes to using the crop. And there's been many racing jurisdiction that has implemented softer crops. And it's become the standard of racing in America. And also the ruling of how many times you can strike a horse. And I think that we've come a long way, and we're at a good place right now when it comes to the crops. The crops that we use nowadays, if I use it on myself at my maximum force, it wouldn't even leave a welt on a human. And a horse is way bigger and stronger than I am. And I haven't, all these thousands of races I've ridden over the past few years, I have never had one trainer or owner or anyone complain to me that I've left a welt on a horse. And I don't really hear that talk around the backstretch either. So there's not really a need that I see for whip change reform as severe as they're wanting it to be, other than a perception to appease to people that don't know that the whips aren't hurting the horses, and a lot of these people, the perception and the reality is two different things. Their perception of the whip is that it's somehow endangering the horses. The reality is, if we didn't have the crop and we're riding these races, we're more likely to get horses in situations where they'll have an accident.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. So talking with jockey Rajiv Maharaj.
Do you protect the perception and then make the reality worse and put the jockeys and horses in more danger just to appeal to some people, that which is probably a small majority of the people?
Yeah, that's a great point. Let's focus on California for a minute, Rajiv. Is six times during the running of a race enough for a jockey to be able to effectively control a racehorse?
I would say yes. I would say it could be. You know, the real truth is that the Jockeys Guild we have come up with a great formula, with all the jockeys in the Jockeys Guild, we have come up with a formula that we think will be great for everyone. We're limiting the whips and everything, but a lot of the racetracks, they don't even want our opinion on anything. They don't want our input on it, which I think is pretty crazy, because we're the ones that are using it, and we're the ones out there performing and putting on the show. and we don't have a say in the matter. They just want to implement these stringent rules on us. And I think that they should all listen to what the Jockeys Guild has to say about the whips.
Yeah, and science, quite frankly. I know Ramon Dominguez has been a big proponent of the new softer whips, and many jockeys were going with those. I don't know if you still are using those whips that Ramon ended up creating, but the science behind it now is so much more advanced than it was 5, 10, 15 years ago.
Exactly. We have such a great evolved tool to use those riding crops that Ramon Dominguez created. It would fit exactly in the place that people are wanting right now, which is soft crops of horses. And I think it's something that I'm definitely in favor of implementing like that. But like I said, over the past few years, even the crops that I've been using isn't damaging the horses. It's not leaving welts. It's not really making a big impact on them. So they're trying to address an issue that it's mainly all perception. We're not doing any harm to these horses using the crop.
Yeah.
But I get the fact that there is people that don't want to see horses being flagged on unnecessarily, which I am in favor of. I don't believe that if a horse is out of contention that a jockey should even be using the crop on him, to be honest. That's just my perception of that.
Yeah.
Jockey Guild has come up with a plan of how to use the crops, and I think that all the racetracks should take that into serious consideration when they're making these rules and not just go out there and just throw up these stringent rules and force us to implement them.
Yeah, you know, Rajiv, at the beginning of the show, I was talking with Congressman Andy Barr, so I set it up by talking about the differences between our sport and other major sports, where you have a league and you have set rules that are in play no matter which stadium or ballpark that you're in anywhere in the country. With horse racing, it's different. We have a set of stewards at every racetrack in different states across the country, and their perception can be different. Their interpretation of the rule can be different. It's not like in the NFL where if you have a holding penalty in Pittsburgh, it's 15 yards. If you have a holding penalty in Dallas, it's 15 yards. It's different with horse racing. So let me ask you this. You said that if a horse is out of contention, you feel as if the jockey really shouldn't be using the whip at all. I mean, the horse is already a beaten horse. Don't even go to the whip. There are rules in place that a jockey can only do so much in most states, and the stewards regulate that and police it. Is that policed strong enough by the stewards across the country?
I believe it is for the most part of the tracks that I've ridden at. But like you say, every track is different, and what goes in some tracks doesn't go in other tracks. In New York, there's strict policies against using overuse of the whip against their guidelines. So whenever a jockey has ever overused the whip or broken the rules in New York, we face serious penalties, from starting with big fines, and if it's more than one offense, it leads to suspension. So the tracks that I've ridden at, yes, they've been really strong policing it.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. And again, Rajiv Miraj, so much insight here and some thoughtful comments, too, about the new whip rules that are going into place in California October 1st, that's this Thursday, and then next year at Monmouth Park in New Jersey. Vastly different protocols, and jockeys are going to be forced to adjust. And again, we'll see where it goes, but Rajiv, I really appreciate your thoughts, your comments, and appreciate you taking a little time here this morning. Always great to catch up, and please be sure to say hi to Angie and the baby for me.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.